Kofches Mar Cheshvan, Tuesday the 10th of November, Rabbi Chaim Yitzchak Greenblatt, Esav and the Color Red.
He truly was a great Rosha. On that very day, on the day that he came back from the field, Chazal said he was over five Averis on that one day. And they're all hinted in this small parsha, in the story about coming home from the field and asking for the red soup. Five Averis, and there's a reference for all five Averis. Medrash says, another pasuk says, "Ki basoda mitzav, horag es hanefesh didritzicha, kofa beika." That's like avoid the zaras. You've already got three of the averus chamuros. He didznus, yilo arayus, shvichas domim, and avoid the zara. It's interesting that the Torah, when it wants to depict to Esav was, tells us only one story. The only story in the introduction of Esav is the story of him coming home from the field and asking for a cup of some red soup. All the other, the serious averus are all in a remes. Why wasn't the Torah more explicit to explain, show us his rishus? No, why didn't the Torah tell us who Esav HaRosha was? Second question. The pasuk says, after having asked for the red soup, Al Kain Koro Shemay Edom. From now his name is Edom. He's known as Edom. Why? Because of this story his name got changed to Edom. And also, our Golus that we're in now is Golus Edom. Golus Edom. That's where this is the longest, the deepest, the worst Golus. Al Shem, the Esav. Esav is called Edom. Why is our Golus called a Golus Edom? It's interesting that because we're going to be speaking about the color red. The color red. Edom, of course, is red. If you have a look at the Medrash, you can see that this color red extended to all of Esav's life. It was all encompassing. The Medrash says that this color red was like a national symbol in his country. The Medrash says, Tafshiloi Edoim, Artsoy Aduma, his land was red, Giboirov Aduma, of all his warriors, they all were red, Levushov Adumin, the clothes of the country were red. What's this Indian of Edoim of color red? The Sefer Das Torah, Rabbi Yeruchim, writes the following. He said he noticed over many years, a fascinating thing, when he went into the large cities and through the main street there were restaurants, cafes, bakeries, and he noticed, he made an observation, those shops that displayed on their window, as an advertisement, something with a color red, there seemed to be more action, busier, people came in and out. And after thinking about it, he said, you realize that there's a secret in the color red. Color red is an eye catcher. It's attractive. It lured people into the shop. Even though he said, very well be that the cakes in that shop were not very tasty. It could be the recipes. Nobody knew what they tasted like. But they came into the shop. There was something red. The red color, the color red, sort of attracted. And he noticed this again and again. So what does that mean? That means the color red is external. You don't actually look into the Toichen Pnimi, don't look at what the food is. You just get pulled in. You get attracted. And he said, it's exactly what happened to Esav. Esav asked, why didn't he this food had a name. It was lentil soup. Why didn't he say it? The answer is he just looked at the externals. He saw this red stuff. He didn't look at the, he didn't analyze what was going, he just said, give me some of this red stuff. The color red has an important role in the Beis HaMikdash. The color red was something which Klal Yisrael watched on the holiest day of Yom Kippur. The holiest day of Yom Kippur, the Mishnah says, they hang kosha loshen shel zahuris. They hang a red thread on the pischo shel heichal. In the door of the heichal, there was a thick red thread hanging from the wall. Ukeshegia saw the midbar, when the saw Azazel reached the midbar, kishe osu tshuva, Klal Yisrael was zoichan Yom Kippur, and they did the appropriate tshuva. That red thread, like a magic, turned into white. The Mishneh Numa says this is to be Mekayim, the Pasuk. Im yu chato'eichem kashonim, if your averes are like red threads, then kashele gelbinu, if you do tshuva, they'll turn into snow. Im yadimu katoila, if they'll be red like red worms, then katse meyir, will be like white wool. In a year that the red thread didn't turn into white, they were depressed, atzuvim. If the red thread remained, it's a red, all through the Avodah Sayyom, if the red thread remained its color red, they were depressed, they were broken. When they saw it turning white, they knew they'd done tshuva. Why did they choose the color red? I mean, there's an array of colors. There's an array of colors. You look into, sometimes you see like a paint book, phenomenal different colors that are in different shades of colors. Why did they choose the color red? To hang on the holiest in the Beis HaMikdash in the Heichal. Incidentally, there was another red thread which the man who carried the, took the soil Azazel out to the mountain, he actually took the red thread, split it in half. Half he tied onto the neck of the Azazel, the other half he tied onto a rock, and that as he saw the Azazel going down, he knew if Klal Yisrael were doing tshuva, then that red thread would turn into white. If not, it would remain red. Why the color red? Why the color red? And the answer is, with this Yisrael of Yerucham. Red depicts externalism. It depicts something which you don't see. You just get attracted to the color red. The color red pulled people into the shops without thinking. Without thinking. That is what chet is. If you want to analyze an aveira, what is an aveira? Chas v'shalom, if a person is over an aveira, means he hasn't thought of the consequences. He's not going a bit deeper. Is it worth doing this aveira for a moment's pleasure? That means you haven't looked into the teichen pnimi. You haven't thought about it. Lifnei mi ata osid litein din v'cheshboi. There's a din v'cheshboi. You can't just look at the externals. And the color red in the Beis HaMikdash was chosen as a symbol of chet. You got pulled into the aveira, you looked at the externals, you didn't think about the tzitzos, the results. That's the color red.
It's interesting that three of the
most
popular football teams, their colors are red. Maybe.
It's the same as your Yerucham shops. Maybe they, people get attracted to the color red.
The flag from Russia is red.
Oh. I think that maybe, I think that we'll talk about, I think that is Golus Edoy. So we'll talk about it in a minute. I think the Russian flag is depicts Golus Edoy. Tshuva, actually, when Klal Yisrael did tshuva, he turned white. White is clean. A clean slate. V'hoyu begodecha levonim. You know, the Medrash says that one should wear white clothes on Yom Kippur. Yeah, many shuls have the minig to wear white clothes. Some are makbid. If you enter and you're wearing a black couple, they will immediately replace your black couple with a white couple. You might think it's like a bit of a regime, you know, but it's a medrash. The medrash says that noyagim lilvosh big day levonim b'yom kippurim because al shame kol esiyu b'godecha levonim, white depicts cleanliness, tshuva, a clean slate from chait. That's what, it's purity. White is purity. The opposite of the red. The opposite of the red. And that a color wears a white. White. The minig Yisrael is minig Yisrael Torah. As we know, any minig in Klal Yisrael has got a source. Why does the color wear a white dress? Because she's just received her Yom Kippur. She's received Kaporas Avonas. So that symbolizes purity. It symbolizes purity. Yeah, a white shirt with a white tie.
And a
kittel. The Maral says that the Kohen Gadol went lifnai v'lifnim. He had to wear white clothes. The Kohen Gadol had to wear white clothes lifnai v'lifnim. That depicted purity. Coming back to Esav. Why did the Torah just tell us one story? One story. And the answer is, of course, he was over chomish averus chamurus. On that day alone, can you imagine in a lifetime? The Torah is not going to enumerate all his averus. There were thousands of averus. Chamurus. But the Torah is telling us the essence, the mahus. Where did those averus come from? Haliteini nomina odom. He looked at the external. He didn't think of the future. He got attracted to the present. And that personifies Esau. The Torah just tells us one story. And the Edom, not looking deeper, not saying this is a lentil soup, this is just externally good for the moment. That was Esau. Just one story tells us the whole mahus of Esau. Arkein Koroshmo Edom. His name was Edom. If you want to know, and understand why he fell into Arkein Koroshmo Edom. I heard a story from Ramatisyo Salomon, I'll never forget it, just a little story. He said he once went to visit Harav Shach, Zecher Tzadei Livrocha, the Ponovej Rosh Hashiva, that was the Godel Ador at the time. And he was talking to him some serious matters, discussing serious shyness. In the middle there was a knock on the door. And his Gabba, the grandson, came in and said, there's a family from America with a few children who want to get a bracha from the Rosh Hashiva, and they're rushing back to the airport. They feel very bad to disturb. Can they come in? And the Rosh Hashiva said to Ramatisyo, he said, in came this family with a few children. Now Rav Shach had this minig that whenever children came into him, he had a bag of sweets in his cupboard. And this old, he was in his high 90s. I saw myself several times. I went in with my parents and my brothers and sisters. I experienced it myself. Phenomenal. You saw this old Rosh Hashiva bed. And he went to his cupboard and he insisted on giving out, giving out sweets to each other. Children came in. Rosh Hashiva said, Shalom Aleichem. He went, took out his bag of sweets. And he said to the children, choose a sweet. Choose a colors, choose a sweet. Very shy, the children, to respond. So Rosh Hashiva said, I'll give you one. Which color do you like? You must probably like the red color. I'll give you the red color. And he gave me chose the red sweet. So Rav Matisyo said to him, like a comment, the Rosh Hashiva, macht de kinder so wie Esau. He said, nay, the Torah macht Esav ya kleine kind. The Torah is making Esav like a small child. Small child likes the red. The red sweets don't taste any different. I think they taste worse than the other. But the red, the red, they get attracted by the color red. Esav azov ya kleine kind. A child chooses red because a child doesn't think. A child's got no. Esav, akein korosh moy edoy. Akein korosh moy edoy. His mahus was edoy. The Shem Yishmuel says that those questions that he asked, he was sly, he was very shrewd, he asked his halacha questions to trick his father. Eich ma'asrim es ha-teven es ha-melach. He asked his father, how do you take ma'aser from salt? How do you take ma'aser from straw? Which is, of course, in the Rambam's question, because you're not bechuyav to take ma'aser from melach. It's not gedulei karka, not gedulei karka, and straw is not machal odom, it's not edible. And obviously, but he asked these questions. But the Shemishmul says those questions, actually, if you go a bit deeper, are questions where you can see, if you analyze his mind, salt is the toffel, it's not the main part. You have a food and and there's a trivial part of the salt that makes it tasty, but it's not the actual food. The teven are the sticks, the straw, it's the main thing is the tvua on the top. He was trivial. He looked at the irrelevant. He didn't go deep. He looked at the external without going to the real matters. That was the Esav HaRosha. Our Golus is a Golus Edoim. Golus Edoim. Golus Edoim. The longest Golus. It's called Golus Edoim. The Red Golus. The Red Golus. And I've often thought to myself that our world that we're living in is a very fast-moving world, full of externals, full of a lot of gashmias, and many of you are older than me, but even I remember that I used to go to a food shop, there was choose a few. Today, the array and the variety, and there's no end, there's just no end. And you actually get trapped into a gashmiastika world, which is Mamish Esav. Esav was Edoim, external. And we are living in the Golus Edoim, where how we so often forget the real tachlis of our lives, the toichen panimi of our lives. And you know, when Esav said those words, those famous words, Hine anoichi hoilech lomus, lomo li b'chayra. And the Chofetz Chaim asks the question, what do you mean I'm going to die? Yaski lo yoyim amisa. The Gemara says that when somebody has a momentary thought of his yoyim amisa, it's ma'oriyu to do tshuva. La'olam yagiz odam yitzah toiv al yitzah rad. You know, if you want to have here, think of Chas v'Shalom, the end of 120, we're going to have to give a din. And he says, hine anoichi hoylech lamus. He's got the yoyim amisa. And he actually uses that for Lomali Bechori, he throws away the Avodas Hashem. Says the Chofetz Chaim, that Yom HaMisa, a goy thinks of Yom HaMisa, he says, you know what, I'm going to have a short life and a merry one, I'm going to enjoy myself while I'm here. Yaski Yom HaMisa only works, the Gemara says, if you first Koro Kriyashma. Oisik Batoira. And then the third thing is Yaskalei Mamisa. If you're tuned in to the right, if you're tuned in to the Korah Kriyashma, Osak Batoira, then you've got your mind, you've got the right mindset, you know what you've come to this world for, then the Yaskalei Mamisa gives you a shake and says, Chaparayim, we're not here forever, every minute is another opportunity of Netzach, another opportunity. Then the Esav, again, was so superficial. He didn't go any deeper than the color red and just got lured in by the externals, that the Yaskele and Mamisa for him had the opposite effect.
You see a Russia when you had the good color, Lovon had the color white.
The Maral says, and Maral actually says that Lovon is the Mishpachas of Rome. Mishpachas of Rome. The Maral actually says, you have to understand what it means. Lavan himself wasn't a good person, but from Lavan came the Emes Klal Yisrael, come from Mishpachas Lavan. If you know what it means, like we come from Rus, comes from Moyov. That means the Nitzotis of Lavan. The Maral actually says that Lavan, the color name Lavan is white because there was in that family, as you see, Avraham Avinu went to look for a wife from that family. So there is a love on, there is a color love on there, the Maral actually says. You have to understand that. As I stated in the Maral, this is a good question. You have to know, that means there was Midas, what Avraham Avinu saw in that family. the antitode to the refuah, the opposing force to Esau is Yaakov. Yaakov is Torah. Torah gives you Chochmah. Eza Chochom, Haroyes Anoila. When we learn Torah, we look a bit deeper, we look at life's purpose. Chochem Reis HaNoyed, we see the outcome. Yaakov Avinu, HaKoyl Kol Yaakov, HaYodayim Yodayim. Yodayim is the external. Yodayim is the external. The koil comes from the inside, within us, that's the pneumius. That's the koil, the koil Torah and the koil Tefillah. The two koils, Boti Knesios, Boti Medroshos. And then there's Yodayim Yodei Esav. The refuah, what makes us think, what puts our hashkofas, our perspective of life, is the koil kol Yaakov. And that knocks out the Yodayim Yodei external, the gashmistic world, the Yodayim Yodei Esav, has a refuah with the koil kol Yaakov, with the koil kol Yaakov. There is now, we're living in Eretz Yisrael, with mamash living, Yishmol and Esav, the Zoya, Chaim Vital, brings that, even though this is Golus Edoy, this is the final Golus, but Reb Chaim Vital says that Golus Yishmol is actually interconnected to Golus Esav, and after Golus Esav, it'll flow into a Golus Yishmol. Mashiach will actually come not from a Golus Edom, not from a Golus Esav, from Yishmol. Yishmol's Golus is inter, the Chaim Vital is interconnected to Golus. So we're now, we see what's going on at Yisrael, it's Golus Yishmol. And it's actually an extension of the Al-Char B'chot Tichyeh. The Al-Char B'chot Tichyeh of Esav is happening in Eretz Yisrael, literally Al-Char B'chot Tichyeh. You see, someone takes out a blade, a knife, a sword. Not a gun, not a sophisticated missile, just a knife. Children, ladies, Al-Char B'chot Tichyeh. Al-Char B'chot Tichyeh. It's Mamish Yodayim Yedei Esav. That's Yodayim Yedei Esav. Physical Yodayim. Not again, it's Yodayim Yedei Esav, Achal B'chot Tichyeh. So the refuah to that is the Koil Kol Yaakov. The Koil Kol Yaakov, the Bote Knesius and Bote Midroshus, is the refuah. We should be Zoicha, we should be only Psuras Toivus, and we should be able to knock out. Kol Mansha, Koil Kol Yaakov, Eina Yodayim Yedei Esav.